Hello.
Yep, Daniel, it's Josh here. I believe it's a good time right now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I just
Perfect.
pulled up to my door.
Okay, sounds great. Sounds great. So, Daniel, I just wanted to introduce myself and wanted to give you a brief idea how we're going to be moving forward. So, I am one of the project managers here at Penguin, and I will be working with you throughout to ensure that invoices that you have signed up for, those get delivered to you. So I just wanted to get a brief idea from your own end what the book is about and the whole gist behind writing the book. So can you give me a brief summary about that?
Absolutely. Yeah, it is a alternate timeline from World War II to current, where instead of using petroleum, we have switched to using steam that is heated by nuclear heat, nuclear reactors. All of the vehicles, guns, everything use steam power, and it is very steampunk genre. The premise of the book is that the government has had power of more conventional power lines, I guess you'd say, over all these years, and now they're wanting to force population to switch to the overhead lines like what we've got now, so that they could control power. And the basis of the book is that this kind of country mechanic that works on steam has become sort of a folk hero speaking out against the government. So the government has him killed, and then his kind of girlfriend and all of his friends are trying to find out the truth of what has really happened. So they wind up on the hit list also. And that's basically the rest of the book, is them either being attacked or running from the government and going into hiding.
Oh, the topic itself, it's quite interesting. So what's that one thing that motivated you to write this, and what basically strived you towards this particular topic itself?
Well, first of all, I think that we should have done that. Using
Absolutely.
a small nuclear reactor to heat water would have been a much more environmentally sound way to make power. But on top of that, I'm a school teacher, and I was reading the books that my students have, and they're all really not very appropriate for school-aged kids. And I thought, if I can write a book that has an actual hero, that is an actual good person and someone that should be looked up to, and I believe I've created two of those in this book. The gentleman that is the mechanic, and then his not quite girlfriend but love interest. She's a decorated war hero and is the focus of really most of the book. And I wanted somebody that was diverse. She's a Asian lady that doesn't fit a lot of the physical stereotypes that we have in America for a Japanese woman. Which was, I was actually dating a Japanese woman when I started writing the book. Now I'm married to another woman. I wanted good characters that had good characteristics, that were real people, real problems that the kids could read about and get involved with and get emotionally involved in their stories and hopefully have something to, enjoy and still, teach some moral lessons.
That
It's not
absolutely
a
is a great motive behind that, and I really am looking forward to this. So how would you rate your current manuscript? Is it like completed at this point? And what is that particular thing that you're looking forward to? If there's one thing that you are looking forward to in terms of development, in terms of editing, so what's that particular goal that you have?
Honestly, as far as editing, I think all I need are like mistypes that I have not caught already editing. Switching it from Google Docs to Word and back and forth once or twice. For whatever reason, the quotation marks get moved around. And they still stay in front of the right words, but they get extra spaces and turned around backwards, and I simply don't have time or desire to go through and turn all of those question mark or all of those exclamation marks around. I have finished writing this book, as far as I know, unless there are some content suggestions from y'all. I think I'm done writing this book. It's the
Perfect,
reason it
perfect.
is the length that The reason it is the length it is because I ended it. Everybody is scattered across the planet. Got one of them crash landed in Asia. Two of them are hiding out in the woods in Midwest USA. One of them's presumed dead. One of them is dead. And it was just a good place to stop before we start trying to get everybody back and reconnected. More or less, I centered it around a fictitious version of Fayetteville, Arkansas. So
got your point. Perfect. I got it. Let me guide you how we will be moving forward from here onwards and what we're going to be doing in this case. So basically, I would be requiring the manuscript to be sent from your end. And since you want suggestions, the main that you mentioned is towards the editing part, for example, the spacing, the formatting and everything, I will be having your project assigned to my team, and I will be sharing an editorial report with you first. So basically what the editorial report is, it's going to give you a SWOT analysis of your manuscript. What are the strengths, what are the weaknesses, and what are the areas where we can work on to polish the book further. So that is one thing that I will be sharing with you, and that is totally up to you if you agree with all the changes or all the suggestions that the team may have or anything you would like to add from your end. So once you shared that feedback with me on the editorial report, the team is then going to kickstart the editing part where they're going to be working on whatever the minor changes they have recommended. And the changes, I will be sharing them with you draft by draft. And when I say draft, it's either pages by pages. For example, if your book consists of 200 pages, so the team is going to be editing around like 30 to 40 pages first. I'm going to be sharing that with you so that you can just review that once in case all the edits that the team has made, that is something that is satisfactory or just for your revision. Once you approve that, then only my team is going to be moving forward towards the next draft, and by this way the quality and everything will be maintained at once instead of submitting the whole book at once and you taking a lot of time and reviewing everything in case anything might be missed out. This is why we're going to be moving draft by draft as well.
Okay, that sounds good.
Perfect. Awesome. So what I am going to be needing from your end is we have our own portal that we use to communicate with the client that is called the Teamwork Portal. So I have sent you an invite on that portal as well. Do you have an access to your email right now? Are you able to check your emails and sign up on that portal?
Only on my phone. Honestly, I was pretty worn out and I left my computer at work, but I can definitely go back and do that.
Okay, that is perfectly fine. Whenever you can get a chance, please do check my email as well. It's very simple. You just have to log into that portal and sign up. In that portal, you will be seeing two my particular messages. And you just have to reply back to that message. Or if you want to me to go ahead and send you an email instead, would that be more easy for you? Shall I send you an email instead?
Email is usually the best for me because of...
Perfect.
You know, the same reason that I had to have you wait 20 minutes is because in between my house and work, I have zero reception. And while I'm at work, I have zero reception also. So it's all email and Wi-Fi.
Okay, let's make it more simple for you. I'll be going forward and sending you an email right away. So in that particular email, I will be sending you two brief forms. All you have to do is just fill out those brief forms. That is just basic form. One is regarding the book editing, where I would just need these basic things like what the title of the book is, what the trim size would be. You just have to reply back. The other form is the book cover form. So the book cover form would ask you for the ideas or a sample that you might want us to create the book cover for. So you can just share your example. For example, the form will have the color grading and all that. So you can just let us know that you would wish to see a horse. Just giving an example, you would just wish to see a horse with a white background. So you can just mention all those details in the brief form, and I will have the writing form assigned to my writing team, whereas the book cover form will be assigned to my illustration team. And along with these two forms, the third thing that I require is the manuscript. That is it.
Okay, that sounds good.
Awesome. And one last thing before we reach towards the end. So let me guide you about the timeline as well. So the first, as soon as you submit the manuscript and the forms, the project will be kickstarted and assigned to my team. The first editorial report that you're going to be getting, that is going to be delivered within 6 to 7 business days. it's only the first draft that takes longer because the team has to go through the whole manuscript and then work on the editorial report. But after that, when I keep on sharing the drafts with you, that is only going to take 4 to 5 business days.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Perfect. And apart from that,
that sounds good.
Absolutely. And is there any specific deadline as well that you have in your mind or any deadline that you're targeting?
I don't necessarily. David had mentioned trying to get it out before the holidays. I think that
absolutely.
Would be great. I think that would be great, but I'm a school teacher, so we're talking $2,500 is going to wind up being my entire take-home for 1 month. So I am not certain if we're going to be able to do that in that short of a time period. But we'll do what we can, and I you know, the quicker the better. So
absolutely. I am going to be making sure that it is ASAP, at the same time maintaining the quality as well. And regarding the budget and everything as well, we're going to be on the same page. I'm going to be in touch with you throughout, and whatever is easy for you, we're going to be moving forward in that particular way. I want to make it as easy as I can for you as well.
Sounds great.
Perfect. And thank you so very much for your time, Daniel. It was indeed a pleasure speaking to you, and I really am looking forward to the project. Is there anything else that you would want to ask or any clarity or confusion?
Not right now. This is the first thing I've ever written, and this is kind of all new to me, but so far it sounds good.
Perfect. Thank you so very much for your time. I will be sending you the email shortly within the next couple of minutes, and I will be dropping my personal number in the email as well. In case you need to drop me a quick text or anything like that, I will be reverting back to you on that. All right?
Great. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. You're most welcome. Thank you so very much for your time, Daniel. Hope you have a great day.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Have a good night.
Thank you. Have a good night. Bye.
Bye-bye.